insane. I know that I won't be in vain. Oi, Bella,
brilliant.
To me, you are a star. You showed contempt for all, no matter who or what they are.
Can you believe we just met him? Isn't that unbelievable?
Oh, I love you, Lord.
Okay.
You know who raved about your store is Andre Kingley.
Oh,
I talked to him last night, and he said your store, it's genius. It's absolutely genius.
When did you break it?
I was trying to move things.
I knew it.
Fool.
Stephen, you're crazy.
You gotta be careful.
Enough.
A little dusty.
Green one.
What is that?
Let me see. What are these?
International Unix environments.
Luscious orange.
Computer security criteria, DoD standards. Pink shirt book, guide to IBM PCs. So-called due to the nasty pink shirt that I wear on the cover.
What's that?
Devil book, Unix Bible.
What's that?
Dragon book, compiler design.
Yeah. What's that?
The red book, NSA trusted networks. Otherwise known as the ugly red book that won't fit on a shelf.
Anyway, guys, come on. I'm in this computer, right? I'm looking around, you know. Throwing commands at it. I don't know where it is or what it does or anything. It's like choice. It's just beautiful, okay? Like 4 hours. I'm just messing around in there. Finally, I figure out that it's a bank. Right? Okay. So it's a bank. So, this morning, look at the paper. Some cash machine in, like, Bumsville, Idaho spits out $700 into the middle of the street.
That's kind of cool.
That was me. I did that. You did.
Samurai is found in death. Meditation on inevitable death should be performed daily. Every day when one's body and mind are at peace, one should meditate upon being ripped apart by arrows, rifles, spears, and swords. Being carried away by surging waves, being thrown into the midst of a great fire, being struck by lightning, being shaken to death by a great earthquake, falling from 1,000-foot cliffs, dying of disease, or committing seppuku at the death of one's master. And every day, without fail, one should consider himself as dead. This is the substance of the way of the samurai.
Comes totally without any warning, so there's no way to predict it. And I think quite literally you have the ground taken out from underneath your feet. And if there's one thing we usually trust is that at least we can keep our feet on the ground. So to have that taken away, you feel very vulnerable.
Thank you.
You know what you're going to have to do?
I haven't even seen anything on TV.
Oh, wait till you see the pictures.
Earthquake wind. As long as you're good, I'll last you, you know. You'll make it all the way, that's for sure.
All right, Mom, everything is great. Everything is okay. All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit. Nobody got hurt. And we're going to start rebuilding. Okay. But everybody's okay. You and Dad are fine. That's good. All right, I'll call you in a little bit. All right, I'll keep in touch. And I'll come over in a few minutes.
Not right now.
If that doesn't get you crazy, nothing will.
Everyone was in the office. We had this huge board meeting, and everyone just left and started trying to. They didn't want to do themselves.
What
can we do?
And it's very nice.
I don't have to control over it. If the ground's going to move.
And I must say, I think back to that line that one of the Japanese admirals
certainly transcends either of those events by several fold. And
here, and that was a report was coming to me while I was on the air, so I'm getting it secondhand. And now I understand what they were saying is that they had unaccounted flights. Flights that were unaccounted for, so that could mean in addition to the American Airlines flight.
When we fell, the mobile home actually fell sideways to the left. And I couldn't find my keys, couldn't find anything, couldn't even find the pants.
Really, the Republicans stand for greed, corruption, and bigotry. The Democrats stand for pretending to feel guilty about greed, corruption, and bigotry.
Magazines in this shed. They went back from the whole collection from 1935.
International Unix environments.
One thing, we're starting from scratch, aren't we? That's for sure.
Anyway, guys, listen. I'm in this computer, right? So I'm looking around.
You got those Crayola books?
Oh, yeah.
Private casino,
Technicolor Rainbow.
Cover.
The club is a Los Angeles suburb. The long road to recovery has begun for L.A.'s fractured freeways. Officials estimate it will take up to a year to repair the damage. Stay with CNN for the latest on the quake. And
number one, all right?
Yes.
If you understand now that this is, well, all right, let me go back down. Go to image number four. See the grain standing there, right?
Yes, yes.
The standing grain is the dark stuff because you're looking down between the stalks.
To squeeze through that small opening into those spiritual realms, you simply can't take your domination with you.
More vast than Vashnesh.
harmonious. Where did magic begin? In cosmic memory. Where did mystery begin? In cosmic memory. From the memory of the world and universe to the memory of all worlds and all universes, to the memory of oneness and of consciousness, to that primal seed beyond oneness and before consciousness.
Make it pathetic. Please think of me. And I ask, though I ask, really, for my wonderful wife and children, I will accept and expect whatever sentence you give me.
Gladly accepting the same amounts of money from the same corporations to do the same dirty work.
Adam Newton. Adam Newton, WZBC. Non-material object. Handle with strangeness. The mass and nuclear weights are indeterminate. Even if some say they can determine, .3 FM in theory. Gary Geiserman, ad hoc identity. New metaphysics, subject, content body, non-material, electron spins, outside of probability calculation range. Don't even try. WZBC going in with a heavy throw weight, replete with own body bag in case of premature termination. So we have some kind of predictability there, at least. So you shouldn't feel too uncomfortable. Using some radio tonight. Physical objects at either end. Perhaps somewhere in between as well. I haven't seen them with my own instruments, however. Maybe online at .org. No playlist. Fuck it. and fuck America, the corporations that is. I hear they're at war with us, and that we should watch our tone, our empathic expression in public. And whatever you do, man, do not play Imagine by John Lennon or It's a Wonderful World by Satchmo. Whatever you do, don't play those. And don't say anything about dying in a building, an airplane. Absolutely no mention of the key buzzword, carry on. Don't say that word. Even if it's in the new Webster's Unabridged. Don't have too much fun. Don't make fun of anything, just to be sure. And please, whatever you do, do not say, fuck America, and burn a flag. All right, I think we've got it all covered now. Get out that body bag. Flap it open in case we need it quick. And give your entire life savings to the Red Cross, so that 12 charred bodies can be buried in style. So it costs a lot of money to do that. Can't have enough of it. Gotta have a lot of money from private individuals. Give that money. Don't play, don't have, don't say. And buy war bonds. Even if it's a bad investment.
Reagan and King George I really thought NAFTA was a great idea, but they could never get it through because people who knew how fucked up Reagan and Bush number one were watching.
gonna do for us right now? It's been a while, baby. We're waiting.
A lot of chilling. I'm in the lab writing this stuff. All right. You know my dog. Sounds of guns. Shootouts, crack cells, black males, packed jails. Trapped in hell, no peace. Cold streets, surrounded by police this whole week. Buildings with no heat, no lights. The gas pipes, slow leaks. Dog fights and low light. Throw dice the whole night. Thieves creeping in the midnight evenings. We saw through the misty regions. Go eat house, take a bow for the demons. Moonlit, the lunar eclipse. Prophet stands in the midst of the seven candlesticks. I can't take it. Beauty that was once sacred is now getting facelifts. Fake tits, fake lips, colon braces, memory erases from the slave ships. My princess, I used to spot her from a distance, holding my infant, burning incense. The moment intent for her to step into my white tents. Now we step in precincts for your ebony prince. The smell of frankincense, once treated like a pharaoh, but royal apparel, anointed with myrrh and aloes. We used to wallow amongst the mallows. We had herd sheep and cattle, now we battle. Used to pass over brooks of Kidron, the towers of Lebanon, the pool of Geshron. We used to sing songs upon Mount Hebron. How's gold turned to bronze? And how was gold turned to bronze? We was the wisest and the richest. Now we turn to snitches. Women turn to bitches in the time of harvest. We was the smartest. Worship wisdom like the goddess. Now we act retarded. We forsook the wisdom of the fathers. We used to have 1,000 flagons of wine. In Palestine, now we drink Valentine. The rage up in the violent mind. From then to now, what goes up must come down. What goes down comes back around again. Where it all began, 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 began.
It's bad when one thing becomes two. One should not look for anything else in the way of the samurai. It's the same for anything else that is called a way. If one understands things in this manner, he should be able to hear about all ways and be more and more in accord with his own.
I want to say, I'm deep within my heart, how sorry I am to all the people that I have offended. Please forgive me.
happy face like Clinton, and all of a sudden it goes through. Reagan and Bush, number one, were watching. But then you give Bush a fuzzy, wuzzy, yuppie face like Clinton, and all of a sudden it goes through. You know, as Michael Moore, the filmmaker, put it last year, we are now in the 20th year of the Reagan administration in the United States. Thus, my interest in trying to find something else. For a long time, I refused to vote at all. I just figured it was such a big joke. I didn't want anything to do with it. But Frank Zappa, among other people, got me back and interested in voting again. And his point was that...
But many will try and get stuck. And Jake helps. To squeeze through that small opening into those spiritual realms, you simply can't take your domination with you. But many will try and get stuck and fall back, making room for others to try and get stuck and fall back. So to the extent that you can in your heart honestly feel that urge, that draw, that pull to be spiritual, the brakes, the thing that stops you, is your steadfast adherence and your tenacious desire to dominate.
Go to image number four. See the grain standing there, right?
Yes, yes.
The standing grain is the dark stuff because you're looking down between the stalks. So it's like having a bunch of... trying to think how to optically describe this, but the light gets trapped. So if you're, you know, hovering overhead in a helicopter or plane, the standing wheat is going to be dark, and the lay down stuff is going to be light.
Yeah. So as I said,
so
this
if you go back up to number one,
it's a negative.
It's a negative. Now go to number one, and you'll see. My first impression was that the dark things were depressions.
Yes.
They're not. So the light is coming from the bottom right when this was illuminated. The sun was coming from the 5 o'clock position, but the impression is of the light coming from the 11 o'clock position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green one. What is that? What is that? What is that?
Let me see.
What are these?
International Unix environments.
Luscious orange.
Computer security criteria, DoD standards. Pink shirt book, guide to IBM PCs, so-called due to the nasty pink shirt that I wear on the cover.
What's that?
Devil book, Unix Bible.
What's that?
Dragon book, compiler design.
Yeah? What's that?
The red book, NSA trusted networks, otherwise known as the ugly red book that won't fit on a shelf.
Anyway, guys, come on.
No.
I thought it was my ego.
Well, it is that also. For who is it that wants to dominate? Who is it that has convinced you that's the only way to exist? Who is it who has attempted to, through fabrication, show you that that's the way to get ahead but the ego? Thirdly, to grow as a consciousness, whether you want to be a spiritual person or not, to grow as a consciousness, to evolve, is also predicated on lifting yourself out of and abandoning the realm of domination, and moving into the realm of dominion. To become one is a phrase, whether you are wanting to be spiritual or not, there all those who are involved in growing through all ages have spoken of in various vague and explicit terms about becoming one with all that is, one with the oneness. Well, what is that oneness? What is that all that is? We refer to it as a phrase, God, Goddess, all that is, to become one with that. Now, your religious background, regardless of where it comes from, east or west, north or south, has as its base that God is everything. The tiniest blade of grass to the most magnificent whatever, it is all God. Your metaphysics teach you that you are God, that God is within. Every religion, regardless of how they may differ in the manifestation of that God, all agree that it is within and it is everywhere. To become one with that oneness. How can you do that from a position of domination? When you look at it in the scope of what is God, Goddess, all that is, we would suggest that we'd break it apart. What is God? And we're not about to go into a 6 or 7 year discussion of what God is. But let it suffice to suggest that an aspect, at least, and a rather good approach to looking at what God is that it is the understanding and the meaning of all that is. And the Goddess is the conception and the perception of all that is.
And the all that is everything. Therefore, to embrace God, Goddess, all that is, spirituality, or to become one with the oneness, evolution and growth of consciousness, however you want to phrase it, means to come into understanding and to establish a meaning with perception, with conception and perception of everything. To establish understanding and meaning, conception and perception of everything. That is the embracing of God, Goddess, all that is. That is becoming one with all that is, or one with the oneness. And when you stop and look at that and think about it, it does indeed provide a consummate definition to understand, and from that understanding to develop meaning of everything. To understand everything, to have a meaning for everything, to grasp the conception of everything, and to perceive what is there, the meaning, the understanding, the conception of everything. Now, if you could imagine doing that, of sensing some form that understood and could see the meaning, could conceive and perceive everything, then you would have a grasp of God, Goddess, all that is, the oneness. And your function, which is agreed in all religions, is to re-establish that. You had it once, you lost it, to re-establish that.
I just want to say, from deep within my heart, how sorry I am to all the people that I have offended. Please think of me. And I also ask, in the name of my wonderful wife and children, I will accept and expect whatever sentence you give me. But please, I hope it's, and I'm asking what I need, is that treatment facility so I could be near my children and my wife. They are my life. I love them. I need them. And I pray to God, I know they need me. I pray to God, you give me that opportunity to prove to them, myself, and to the world that I can be what I was supposed to be.
Looking at with the motives of civilization's builders is a combination of two overriding motivations. One is nostalgia, the other is terror. And these are inseparably connected because nostalgia was the deep desire of humanity to recover something that was lost. Now, what they were actually seeking to recover was the lost golden age. Now, this is explicit in the ancient memories from one culture to another, because every ancient culture not only remembered a lost golden age, but they strove in every desperate way to recover, at least symbolically, the attributes of that golden age. Now, that's the first thing you have to understand to comprehend certain of the directions and motivations of, and the forms and structures of early civilization. But the other motive is terror. This is looking over their shoulder and seeking to anticipate the recurrence of a great catastrophe. And calendar systems and great monuments and magical rites and hymns and prayers and the first expressions of the primitive religions were all motivated by this terror, as well as the desire to reestablish a linkage with the gods. Now, these things need to be kind of explained.
Yeah, well, let me ask one question.
its super sophisticated optical engineering.
Really tired this morning. My goodness. I'm cold. I think I'll huddle up next to my heater. How you doing? I hope you're doing well. And I have no idea what's going on with you, but I imagine life is just plunking right along. You're probably trying to eke out a few songs here and there, and maybe have come to a decision about a record deal. Maybe you've finished the Paris song, maybe you haven't. And I bet you're probably just kind of touring your butt off and trying to recuperate in between. It's a hellish life you all lead.
Sharper and more clearer is because, in fact, you're filling yourself out a lot more. You're a lot more present, and you're a lot more here. I mean, before you were, how do I put it? It's hard to explain when language doesn't really fit. You're there, and I see you, but you're somewhere like in here. Now you're a lot more near the surface. It's like rather before. You were standing behind the curtains, and there's the window, and there's the outside world. Now what you've done is you've pulled back the curtains, and you're looking out. That's the difference. And you're coming out a lot more. And what's happening, at the moment you're debating how safe is it to open the window and have a peek out.
Catastrophe. The emotional constipation and rigidity of the past 1,000 years that has set us up as territorial apes with thermonuclear arsenals, all of that is just set to go critical. Become your own Magellan. For those who will claim, in the midst of the historical chaos of the late 20th century, they become the archaic pioneers.
My name is Noelle Hanrahan, and you're listening to Flashpoint's KPFA's Investigative News Magazine. On the line, we have Norman Solomon, a syndicated columnist on media. And we also have in the studio Michael Parenti, whose latest book is To Kill a Nation, The Attack on Yugoslavia. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to first start off with your first impressions of the day, Michael Parenti.
Well, what impressed me was what's left unsaid, namely that the biggest purveyor of terrorism in the world over the last half century has been the U.S. national security state. You've had wholesale terror. You've had whole countries being bombed and blown up. I was in Yugoslavia in the summer of 99 and saw the terror of the U.S. NATO bombings. Houses bombed, schools bombed, housing projects, bridges, the Danube poison, the ecological damage, acres and miles of oil, black oil covering and destroying the soil, animals dying from it. There was terrorism all over, terror in the eyes of the people when they talked about what they were subjected to. So you have a kind of wholesale terrorism. You have the training of death squads in about 50 different countries. You have the terrorism that the U.S. sponsored in El Salvador, Guatemala, Angola, with the UNITA in Mozambique, with literally a million casualties, looking the other way in Rwanda while their people committed terrible acts there. And instead what you have is a media making the U.S. seem like an innocent victim. And these attacks make the U.S. seem like an innocent victim. And in fact, Tom Brokaw today, I heard him say, our powerful, but in so many ways innocent nation. We were just innocent. You know, we don't realize what bad guys there are out there who do bad things. And it was a very horrible thing that was done today. But you know, it really pales in comparison to what has been done in many other countries, in Haiti, in Nicaragua, the acts of terrorism that went on for 7-8 years, in Iraq, where it's gone on for 10 years, the killing of civilians, the destroying of civilian infrastructure, the poisoning of water systems, the destruction of their environments.
And you know, and to those attacks, I did have the feeling all day today that this is resistance, that these are targeted attacks because the countries around the world that the U.S. has been arming and training, these weapons and these conflicts that are happening around the country are being fueled by U.S. corporations and U.S. companies.
And one can speak about Pete Trine or Christianity in that sense. And I would say the main doctrine of Christianity is the doctrine of agape, of a true love for him who is your enemy.
Love one's enemy. Condoning what the enemy does. Accepting his aggression.
Well, I'll tell you how to do that. Do not pluck the mote from your enemy's eye, but pluck the beam from your own, you know? Now, I have a friend whom I met by chance, a young Buddhist monk from Tibet. You know, in 1959, the communists crashed down and bombed the palace of the Dalai Lama. bombarded Lhasa and people murdered and all that kind of thing. And the escape, he escaped at the time of the Dalai Lama. And those monasteries, I mean, there were monasteries with 5,000 monks, 6,000 monks, all wiped out. All wiped out. There were monasteries with 5,000 monks, 6,000.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd.
For myself today, Your Honor, but also the impact this has had on my family. Particularly my parents, my father who's lived with this for 30 years, my first wife.
Clearly remember on several occasions
around the country are being fueled by U.S. corporations.
New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, funded by the Navy Spooks. My faves. You know, you're alone on a ship with only men and salty, dried, preserved food for a long time. American men, trained, technical, no nonsense. Navy kind of men. Long time. All night watches. Hard tack. Floggings on the quarterdeck. Hierarchy of command. Male chauvinism all around. Even for the lowest on the higher archy. Only one authority in any environment for the entire length of the time of the environment. Non-dynamic, singular authority. Salty food. No showers. Orders from outside, unquestioned. And the floggings. Almost daily floggings on the quarterdeck. That's my kind of intel. That's the heritage for me. Funding my private Utah here in the tri-state area on WZBC. A radio station left in perpetuity to traverse the artist's journey. Not the hero's journey. That's somebody else's story. The artist's journey. You're standing on 60-degree slope with crampons fully sharpened, a toehold, and then asked to remove one and then unbelievably the second toehold and stay alive. That's the artist's journey, my friends. Cast adrift from the space pod. Weightless, axisless, in black space. Alive. Stay alive. You could say you were tied up in the trunk of a car, and it's not a movie. Unlike cable, there are unlimited new entries. That's about it. Gary G4@mac.com. Email for the major. WZBC.org. For those still insisting that the internet and digital oneness can support intermediation of the human, which is to say the audio and the video axes of cross-determination in a polarized make-believe world, while still alive in the other, in and out of all time, called a lifetime. Your personal story. And yes, there is an early termination penalty which you do not want to incur.
All that is God and Goddess. No, you cannot define it clearly, completely. You cannot fully describe it. But you can find it. your exploration. You can touch and be touched by it.
This has been called perpetual copyright on the installment plan. And the law in 1998, which extended copyright by 20 years, is known as the Mickey Mouse Copyright Extension Act, because one of the main sponsors of this law was Disney.
Here it is.
You have reached the Environmental Control Board.
Environmental Control Board.
All of our representatives are busy.
The representatives are busy. No kidding, they're busy. The entire city is torn up. They better be busy.
Hello?
Hi.
The inspector
have
a violation of
something? A violation? No. I'm trying to find out how to... I'm so glad there is an Environmental Protection Agency in New York City. We've got 700... Well, all right. About 43 construction sites in my general neighborhood, and I mean, we cannot sleep at night. I mean, it's just like a war zone, and I need to make a complaint. I find out there's an Environmental Protection Agency in New York City, which I'm so excited about. That's terrific. Mind you, you know, I'm trying to tell you what the...
Yeah, to make the complaint, you have to call this number.
I'll tell you, give you... Anyway, what is this?
And this is not the place that you make the complaint. This is only if you had a violation here.
This is a ticket.
Okay, really? One second.
From the entire Environmental Protection Agency, the same people I'm calling for the sound... This is outrageous. You're giving me a ticket? For what? I'm calling them to make a complaint about the noise level of the construction around here. And I'm getting a ticket from the same outfit. All right, you're going to hear from me. I'm going to come to your office right now. Hello? Hello? Unbelievable.
Not using that kind of communication.
Christ, give you this slurpy bastard.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard in the elevator coming up that there was two airplanes coming over from England that are hijacked.
Oh.
That's what, there's a guy on the phone. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, you there? He might be gone.
No, this is Marlene.
Oh, Marlene, hi. What do you want to say?
I'm from Pittsburgh, and that plane that was hijacked...
Fulfilling, but very difficult. maybe not so fulfilling. I hope it's fulfilling. The Blue Jays have just been going bananas in the morning. Blue Jay civil wars in my backyard with
more and more and more nearer to the surface of actually saying, okay guys, I'm here. Which is basically what we all want to do. But every time you try to do it in the past, your experience was you'd either get disapproved of or hurt or rejected. Because there was always this pain in the ass who was always better than you and everything. because basically it was much older than you.
Okay, what do you pick up from the mother? Because I noticed this one thing from my mother this time. It was a minor incident. You know, I was supposed to have gone with someone else to a discount house or something, you know, planned it for several days. The last minute, you know, they went without me, and my mother was there to tell me that. So I exposed this hurt, you know, like this, that I didn't get to go.
Yeah.
And then she whacked me, you know, like, came down using, like, logic and stuff on me, telling, like, all these fake kind of reasons of why I didn't really need to go. Or they were fake or not fake, but the point was that in showing this vulnerability, I was attacked.
Yeah.
Whereas, well, I hadn't been attacked by her the whole time, you know.
Right.
She was, like, looking for openings, and finally, yeah, here's one.
Yeah. And also, you see, it's... I mean, emotions are very unsafe, were very unsafe things in your family and never really expressed.
Yeah.
And your mother spent all of her life stuffing her own emotions.
Probably.
It's like, emotions are not safe. So when she sees you coming out with your emotions, it triggers something inside her. She shuts down, and the only way to shut you down is to go... So it's like, shut up, I don't want to look at my own emotions. That's what she was saying. It was like, don't be so stupid.
Squawking furiously at each other. Oh good, my teapot's whistling. A welcome sound. Let me share it with you.
If one were to say in a word what the condition of being a samurai is, its basis lies first in seriously devoting one's body and soul to his master.
What do you want? calling? Want my Rolex? Whatever the fuck. With the gods. Now, these things need to be kind of explained.
Yeah, but let me ask one question first.
You bet.
We always get back to this duality. There's always a duality in almost everything we do. There's a plus and a minus, or two sides to every coin. What you're saying here is that there was an initial duality, and it may still be with us today.
Time to
way because the Chinese had dropped that proverbial bamboo curtain between themselves and the West, and they under Chinese law, they have to maintain a complete balance of trade. And what was actually happening was the Chinese weren't able to meet the energy demands that were suddenly being placed upon them to produce a product and service to maintain that balance of trade, because they were literally jumping from one century to another overnight, practically, technologically speaking. So the Chinese were very interested in energy conservation, and I was interested in helping the planet, so I actually had a small company with a fellow named Alex Houston, who was in the country music business, who I had been introduced to through a mutual friend that I'd known all my life. And this Alex Houston character was just a small-time MC, stage hypnotist. He worked with some top name groups, though, which I thought was rather odd, because he called himself a comedian. He wasn't very funny, and nor was he a very likable fellow either. But Alex Houston asked me if I would put this company together for him, and because he had a contact in Hong Kong that had a relationship with the People's Republic of China, the Chinese military, because their mines over there, particularly their steel mine, iron ore mines, required that they are like glass manufacturers or steel mills here. They can't shut them down and then restart them. It costs more money to do that in terms of energy than it would to just keep them running. And as a result, the Chinese said that they had to be able to keep these mines going and running, but they were having to shut them down just for energy conservation. So we were manufacturing large commercial capacitor banks, which reduced the power factor, which put them within a range of where they could justify keeping those mines open all the time. And the Chinese and my Hong Kong counterpart and Alex Houston and myself formed a company called Uniphase. And Uniphase Corporation, I was the president, and we started out with a $31 million contract with the Chinese. I mean, that was the raw cost of materials that we were
Latin American iconography. This painting by Torres Garcia, to me, reminds me very clearly of the kinds of stones they use in pre-Columbian temples. At the same time, it's an incredible example of abstraction.
I agree. I agree.
In this country for some time. And we have all been, I think, learning a lot as we go, and I just wanted to share some things that I have learned. Now, on Monday's show, I opened with a little essay, which was titled, and the theme of it was, Can We Change? Can America change enough to overcome this troubling enemy we have now? Can we sacrifice more? Can we get more serious? And I am sure now that we can, and we will. Now, but I must say, I kind of forgot to ask, can I change? And can this show change? Because in peacetime, talking about the unthinkable and batting around provocative issues and thinking outside the box is okay. But, you know, America has had a death in the national family. And I feel that by doing what I've always have done, I've kind of added to the national trauma, and I feel terrible about that, and I'm sincerely sorry about it, and that comes from the deepest part of me. It certainly doesn't come from anyone asking me to say it, because I love my country very much, and it eats at me, this idea. This idea that I somehow made it worse fills me with remorse and regret. And I think I just forgot that in the hours of tragedy, television is our temple. It really is. And you know, Larry, I was never very good in temple. And I got to say, I appreciate this network keeping this show on tonight without any sponsors. That has to be a first, and I think that is a pretty studly move. And if they want me to give it a shot and to try to forge some way of having an open discussion, which is what we do without opening wounds, I will try to do that. I'm not going to guarantee that I can. I may not be able to. But if I can't, I don't blame anybody but myself. And that's where it should go.
Bill, I think part of the whole process of rebuilding the country, though, is getting back to normal.
People are delighted.
Sure, well, in the case of traveling beyond, let's say, Mars, for example, traveling to Jupiter, support systems necessary, the amount of energy necessary, using a standard technique of propulsion, is impossible. You just would never get there in a man's lifetime.
Now, there are many other factors that press in the same direction.
What I wanted to know was how specifically the elites control the media. What I mean is, I guess...
It's like asking, how do the elites control General Motors? Well, why isn't that a question? I mean, General Motors is an institution of the elites. They don't have to control it. They own it.
No. Except, I guess, at a certain level, I think... I guess I work with student press, and I know like reporters and stuff.
The elites don't control the student press, but I'll tell you something. You try on the student press to do anything that breaks out of conventions, and you're going to have the whole business community around here down at your neck, and the university is going to get threatened, and, you know, I mean, maybe nobody'll pay any attention to you, that's possible, but if you get to the point where they don't stop paying attention to you, the pressures will start coming, because there are people with power. There are people who own the country, and they're not going to let the country get out of control.
Disney realized that the copyright on Mickey Mouse was going to expire. And they don't want that to ever happen.
I love that sound. Yum. It means hot tea is on its way. And anyhow, the Blue Jays have just been squawking like mad in my backyard. Oh, Ellis, guess what? There are two red-headed woodpeckers in my backyard.
If one were to say in a word what the condition of being a samurai is, its basis lies first in seriously devoting one's body and soul to his master.
You can unlock and receive pieces of what is there, and you can unlock and receive pieces of what is only there. Nowhere else outside of the cosmic memory. Accessing. There are ways you can activate, and in that activation, lift your magic to new levels, to new octaves of expression, of creation, of manifestation. Before we move on to talk of how you access, we want to talk a little about that mysterious sixth component. For you can garner in your way a lofty sense, albeit but a sense of the memory of the world and of the universe, and even you can be titillated and thrilled and enchanted by the very idea of the memory of worlds and universes far beyond your own. Likewise with oneness and consciousness, you can have a certain sense, even though it's not true, that you understand those things, and you can find some comfort in that illusion. And it can be a springboard even to that of something that lies beyond oneness and before consciousness. Though there are few words, if any, to describe what that might be, you can feel a certain resonance of such a thing or such a state. Like with the memory of God, Goddess, all that is. Dumbfounded by what that would be, but enchanted by the fact that it is. But what of this orb, these orbs of mystery? As we'll define at this juncture, at this time in time and space, there are three orbs within the first orb, and you might call them domains, but in this first orb, this first sphere, this first domain of mystery, being, being before beginning. That's one component. Being that predates, antedates, that is before and after, that is outside of beginning. Another component is a vortex, all-inclusive, all-embracing, a mysterious vortex, all-inclusive, all-encompassing, all-embracing, before beginning. And there is a third component. There is a oneness of being before beginning with the all-inclusive vortex before beginning.
And moving forward through life's experiences with an attitude that says yes to all those circumstances that you encounter, programs your subconscious to deliver a meaningful and joyful existence.
What is this being before beginning? Is that God? Goddess? No. It's being before beginning. Well, what's this vortex that's all-inclusive? A vortex of what? A vortex of all-inclusiveness. A vortex of all-encompassingness. It's not of anything, and it's not of nothing. Being before beginning, and a vortex of energy? No. A vortex that all-encompassing, all-inclusive, before beginning. And then the mixture, the coming together as if the same but different.
Companies, and this is what happens when it comes home.
Yeah, I agree, and that's exactly the point, that the chickens have come home to roost. That I celebrate it, but what it does mean is we have to be cognizant of the fact that there are people all over the world who are quite happy about these events today because they hate the U.S. And you have to say, what are the grievances that these other countries or groups or movements have? What are the grievances that these other countries or groups or movements have? What is it? Why do they feel that their cultures are being destroyed, their lands are being preempted, their economies are being undermined? What is it that they feel? And sometimes it'll take a apocalyptic religious expression, but underneath there's this same anti-colonial dynamic, and the U.S. is being targeted, and it's because they do understand in some way that U.S. policy's main commitment is to make the world safe for the Fortune 500.
Continue.
And I'm not using this as a commercial, please, Brother Wright. What I'm saying is this. The best source of information is from the source itself. And the Freedom of Information Act has allowed some incredible documentation to be leaked out quite legally. We became recently in possession of a file of Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, who was more or less the founding father for the CIA's MK-Ultra mind control project. This Dr. Sidney Gottlieb's files there's 37,000 files, and they're on CD-ROM, and they're available at our website, and they're I think they're $30 for the entire set, and it's they can go to our website at trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, and then a dash. formation.com or .org. It's a mirror site, and they can order it. They can go to our website at trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, and then a dash, formation.com or .org. It's a mirror site, and they can order it. Or they can wrestle through the Freedom of Information Act.
Can you repeat that website again?
Declared by five different presidents as they weren't going to do it anymore.
Very
good. It was declared by five different presidents as they weren't going to do it anymore. And in the hearings in 1977 that Frank Church, Senator Frank Church, launched against the CIA after the wife of a political like parliament minister in Canada, she had gone into a hospital in Montreal, and a Dr. Ewing Cameron, who by the way was the founder of the American Psychiatric Association, this Dr. Cameron was an MK Ultra torture scientist, and he was running for the CIA using CIA money at this hospital in Montreal, Canada. He was just taking anyone that came through the front door and running them through horrific mind control studies. Actually, stuff that I to this day I don't understand why he was doing it, because this was being done from the 50s all the way up through the 60s, and
that information had already been understood and the research had already been established years before by not only our country, because we got into mind control research in, as early as 1931 and under different names, but nevertheless it was active in this country, and by 1933 we had quite a bit of research on it ourselves, but nothing to compare to what Hitler and Himmler had put together, and nothing to compare to what is available now technologically. See, trauma-based mind control, as horrible as it sounds, it requires someone with some expertise, and it requires.
Not to forgive one's master is the most fundamental thing for a retainer. Soul to his master. What the condition of being a samurai is. Its basis lies first in seriously devoting one's body and soul. Body and soul to his master. Not to forgive one's master is the most fundamental thing for a retainer.
Color rainbow.
Yeah.
Green one. What is that? Let me see. What are these?
International Unix environments.
Breaking down and crying in front of this man and asking him to please stop. Asking him to please stop. Mr. Porter had mastered the technique of repeatedly abusing children like myself and getting away with it.
Yourself in a place where you understand and have meaning, you conceive and perceive everything.
Purposely alienate yourself to rule and control, when you elevate yourself to a position of superiority over everything. For that truly is what domination is all about. You can't become one with the oneness when you've placed yourself beyond it. You can't embrace God, Goddess, all that is, when you have separated yourself and moved yourself beyond it. Domination
precludes your growth as a consciousness, precludes your spirituality, precludes your ability to love. And finally and fourthly, to break from the collective unconscious, to give the collective unconscious and all that it represents the slip, is impossible to do while holding on to the tenets of domination, and can only be done when you establish dominion. Dominion is complete ownership. Dominion is supreme, not superior, supreme authority. In the last month, as we talked of conceiving, perceiving, we mentioned as part of that the necessity of spiritual beings to give that collective unconscious the slip, even all of its beauty, for with it comes its marred negativity. That in order to fully create your own reality, in order to fully move now, particularly in realms of positiveness, you must step out and beyond that Jungian term, collective unconscious. For even though it holds some very positive things, even though it has within it very clearly some wondrous, marvelous things, it also has some pretty disparaging things. And it's very difficult now and too impossible to separate things.
Can I help you?
Yeah, what sorts of models do you have?
We have Spanish, black, white, and Asian females available.
And what kind of Asian? Thai or Japanese?
Thai.
And what's the going rate?
Where are you located?
In Brookline.
200 cash for the hour.
And are these people you can have sex with, or...?
That's between you and the girl.
Uh-huh.
It's a full-body massage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And can you order them with high heels and platform shoes and things like that?
Yeah.
That can all be ordered?
Yeah.
Okay, let me think about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've got to keep our mind on the process and keep the process moving forward.
Further questions, Your Honor.
Morrison, in view of the defendant's testimony and all that's happened in this court, have you changed your opinion as to her capacity?
Let me tell you about Friday night. Raymond and I and the observer are really looking forward to Friday night. Because that's the night we're going to be in a room full of light. Different colored light. It's going to blow your mind. I'm going to show you these little eye lights.
Nicht so klar.
Absolutely not.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait one goddamn minute.
Mrs. Draper.
Capacity? Why me? Why not him? Did they examine him for his capacity?
They're all different color lights. The observer especially freaks out with them. Yes, observer. Nod your head and smile. These eye lights are just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen for freaking out.
Examine her? I know a judge who jerks up under his robe. Nobody gave him a test.
Well, you are no longer on the stand.
How you play the game, so get in there and kill him hell! For Success Center, I'm Susanna Breslin.
I liked her general coaching philosophy, which was that you really take sex seriously as a... I loved the idea of her sitting next to the bed while this couple comes in, and she says, oh, yeah, and I tell them, do more of this and do less of that, and right on, good job. She's like a sexual cheerleader. And this is a true story, and you've never heard me say this on Sex Etera before, and you probably never will again. I went home that night, and I actually did a bunch of the things that she did, and I had great sex with my boyfriend, and it was better sex than we'd had in a while. So, like, it worked. This job really did improve my sex life. Who knew?
If you'd like to know more about Sex Etera, check out our webpage at www.playboy.com/sexetera. There's video, story info, and hey, you can even chat with our reporters and guests.
Most guys have a secret sexual fantasy. I like to brag and say I've got like two or three. Tragically, many of these desires go unsatisfied.
Well, we're about to change all that.
Yes, we are. I'm Hoyt.
And I'm Frank, and we're in Century City, California, and tonight, Sex Etera takes a hard look at one lucky guy's wet dream.
I think it's me. It's
all your mind. Adult film company Elegant Angel is in the business of satisfying men's fantasies. They have a bevy of beautiful babes at their constant beck and call.
I want everybody to like come and put their hands all over me.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult to pick a favorite. One of their most popular stars is known as Slut Woman.
This girl really is a slut. I want you to see what I'm talking about here. Look, this is built for sex.
Not long ago at an L.A. nightclub, Elegant Angel's president, Patrick Collins, threw a party to celebrate their newest publicity gimmick, a screenwriting contest in which the slut woman herself, Alexander Quinn, is the grand prize.
You see, brother, love on the street.
Be one winner.
Just not your
guy
that
gets to fuck me.
Yeah.
That's right, an on-camera roll in the hay in Slut Woman's newest film. Contest rules are simple. Oh, yes, they are. Participants write the hottest and weirdest scenes that they can think of. The scripts were judged by Alexandra herself, who used her own special means to determine their merits.
Every time I masturbate, I would go in front of my computer and start reading my emails, and I'd see which ones would make me come.
And you know how many made her come? A lot. That's what made it so difficult.
When everybody was drunk enough to appreciate the magnitude of the moment, the time came to announce the winner. And this is a big moment. Oh, yeah, more exciting than the Oscars. Come on. All right, more exciting than the Emmy. Yeah, definitely more exciting than the Emmy.
So,
how did Alexander feel about her upcoming blind date?
I'm gonna fuck the shit out of him. I'm gonna rock his world. He's not gonna know what happened to him.
Since John was flying in from Sugarland, Texas, and had never been to L.A. before, we figured the neighborly thing to do would be to meet him.
Creatively, you can tap in to the genius of Van Gogh and to his madness. Creatively, you can tap into the brilliance of Einstein and his limitations and his pain and his frustration and loneliness. You'd like to think you can just dip in and take a piece. But the collective unconsciousness is all mishmashed together. It's hard to reach in a bucket of water and not get wet.
Had bad dreams last night, did you?
But to do that, you must have ownership. You must be in a position of supreme authority. You must own the collective unconscious before you can step beyond it.
I don't know,
few minutes.
There was. I tell him I can't win too. Just do what you have to do, and when I need a shot, I'll come up and get the shot. You know, don't worry about the camera because it definitely it throws you off focus.
Oh no.
Master.
Distress system.
So much better than watching it at home on video. It's a totally different perspective on everything.
Must be able to identify it and boundary it. In order to step beyond.
It's a lot different. I mean, I'm sure you're home watching pornos and stuff and
from a position of dominance.
Well, that's a wrap for today.
Where you are constantly trying to control and rule over and be separate from through alienation. You don't own anything. And you become a prisoner of those you attempt to imprison.
Well, that's a
every person who has ever attempted dominance has come to that ultimate conclusion that they become dominated by their subjects. They become imprisoned by those they attempt to imprison.
We're glad old Johnny got the bone up on his acting. And you're not bad for a writer either. Yeah, pretty good on paper, but tomorrow we'll see how you hold up on camera. Well, John, it's time to become a man. Get your ass up, big time.
Yeah, Bert. Be back on the goddamn stand until I can fix you. Don't whip me with your rules. While you're playing with your goddamn rules, the meter is running out on my life.
Heather and her girlfriend Catalina got our boy cleaned up and ready to go.
Stress system.
Frank, let's go get a drink. Girls, tell us when you're done.
The hinges of your mind are loosening now with brother love.
As it turns out, the girls were perfect coaches.
Round and round and round.
We should review the relevant and even check.
Then it was on to the all important pussy eating.
Now, this is going to be the clit area right here, in this little slit here that you're going to place your tongue in.
Your pussy's so wet, tastes so good. Followed by some jello finger fucking.
Don't be afraid of it, won't bite.
Well, Johnny, fed ya, trained ya. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, it's time to go to work, baby. The notorious scene that won John a trip to Los Angeles began as a few innocent scratches on a blank piece of paper. But he evolved into a passionate study of a young man, misplacing his virginity.
Let's have a good
Writing a sex scene is one thing. Starring in one is a whole nother ballgame. When the time came for John to finally meet Alexandra, he was understandably a bit jittery. I'm excited. I'm nervous about getting in there with Alexandra because, well, first of all, I don't know my way around a woman, really. Just very nerve-wracking, hoping I can sustain an erection for a period of time with a whole bunch of strangers watching me and hoping that I don't come too quickly.
I think it's a great opportunity for him. If he's like got the guts to do that, you know, I think he's lucky.
So let's have a good impression.
How many people get have something to remember it by where they can actually look at it and show their friends, hey, this is when I lost my virginity. Most people just have stories.
Thousands of erotic films are made each year, but very few of them actually show someone losing their virginity for real. It was showtime. As they say in Hollywood, light, camera, action. Alexandra got things started with one of her world-famous blowjobs. Given her considerable talents in this area, everyone on set was worried
whether
that
is on a psychological level as you attempt to dominate certain of your weaknesses. Those weaknesses end up controlling you.
We have penetration. John is no longer virgin.
It is true of individuals.
You're right.
Confessions rule. So let's have a big confession.
I've attempted to dominate others, whether they be small groups or large.
Interestingly, Alexander's one of the few porn stars left with pubic hair. Oh my God, the kid's getting firm!
The dominator becomes the prisoner.
This boy was having the time as
well. Ruled and controlled by those they attempt to dominate. Even perhaps the most obvious example of domination was Hitler and Mussolini. Both ended up prisoners of their own doctrinaire, prisoners of their own possessions, prisoners of the world they attempted to dominate.
Yeah, we witnessed a dream come true.
And a boy become a man.
I'm just glad we could be a part of it.
Or six cetera, I'm Frank.
And I'm Hoyt.
And I'm John.
Hey, Frank, do you think we could convince Alexandra that we're still virgins?
I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Got it!
Yes?
Get late. You have a son named Robert. Robert
They were not silly men. They were not naive. And we would suggest here, your attempts to dominate are no more brilliant than theirs.
Look at my CD that I don't think I'm going to buy.
Just
Copy control. Service their boilers. They got some big locking bars.
That was an ecclesiastical technique.
How much is
this apartment? Too much.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty close.
No, it's not even fucking close.
Close enough.
All right, close enough.
$1,900 a month.
$900 fucking bucks.
$900.
And you know what? I wouldn't even pay that.
sure you would. Listen, what's the real answer? How much is this about? And then he says, don't believe him.
Just listen in,
all right?
You gonna try
listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's debate here. Andre and Tommy. On the album issue, let's talk about the album issue, Tommy. Tommy's point of view is that albums are coming back.
Okay. Strong.
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 He says strong.
Strong.
Give us your...
That is not a maybe. That's a definite.
Okay. Give us your backup.
So,
record
turntable sales. There must be a reason that turntables are coming back.
Turntable sales.
Ergo, because people need them to play albums, right?
Yes,
obvious. One follows the other, doesn't it?
Well, crazy. The CD is revolutionizing everything.
It used to. CDs are old hat now.
You're saying more groups are producing this shit on albums.
I told him not a while ago, he was the reason that the digital flip on the top and the bottom.
I didn't put it in those terms, but that's the fucking right way to put it.
You get more highs and more lows than you ever would from a fucking CD.
You didn't tell me that. He just told me that.
Well, you need to
know specific terms, I guess. Is that what you're trying to say?
This is the old cabal theory that that somewhere there's a room with a baize covered desk and there are a bunch of capitalists sitting around and they're pulling string. These rooms don't exist. I mean, I hate to tell Noam Chomsky this.
You don't share that.
I think it is the most absolute rubbish I've ever heard.
Wake up the car before. We're going someplace we shouldn't go, man. If I were you, I'd leave you alone. I'm not kidding anymore.
Turn. An awful lot of unnecessary stress upon yourself.
You know something? When I first got with you, you were all fucking stressful and shit. Yelling and shit.
You know how...
Remember that?
No.
Remember that?
Unhealthy that is.
Maybe it's fucking rubbed off, and now you fucking trying to bring it on me. So if I were you, I'd shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not going to shut the fuck up. Okay? And
we have
on Saturday night.
I think
This is the current fashion in the universities. You know, it's patent nonsense, and I think it's nothing but a fashion. It's a way that intellectuals have a feeling like a clergy. I mean, there has to be something wrong.
There is nothing more remote from what I'm discussing or what we have been discussing than a conspiracy theory. If I give an analysis of, say, the economic system, and I point out that General Motors tries to maximize profit and market share, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's an institutional analysis. It has nothing to do with conspiracies.
I think there's a relentless inevitability about the embarrassment.
Precisely the sense in which we're talking about the media. The phrase conspiracy theory is one of those that's constantly brought up, and I think its effect simply is to discourage institutional analysis.
Four kids sleeping in one bed, you know. And the whole family's Christmas dinner was like, you know, a couple of chicken licks. They'd slip them like $2 and $3, man. Meanwhile, me and Jim, my brother Jim, used to take most of it. There you go, RJ. Here's a quarter. You know, we'd go home with a couple $100.
That's bad.
Yeah, he'd go home with like
it's this pair of males, and they're always around.
Gee, that's a lot of money for back then, though.
Oh, serious.
Woodpeckers in my backyard.
And I bought my parents a brand new 25-inch, which was a big TV back then, 25-inch color console, kind of with a big wooden cabinet, the speakers on the sides.
Yeah.
That's what I got for Christmas. It was about, I don't know, I think it was like $500 for that TV. Back then, it'd be like, you know, spending $2,000 on a TV now.
Yeah. What kind of Sony?
Did the only people afraid of copyright infringement or the loss of profit from things being uploaded that they want to sell their product? Those people are the kind of people that none of us really would want to respect. And the real thing about all of this is the challenge for the artist of the really wanting to person. And we can now make products, we can write books, or maybe the art items ourselves still. Which people can write books, or maybe try to sell a product still. Those people, are the kind of people that none of us really would want to respect.
It's this pair of males, and they're always around. And we saw one of them when we were here, when we were having breakfast. We thought it was the spirit of Emily. But there are actually two of them, and they show up. I see them on weekends late.
When I was 17, I had a girlfriend who was 22.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was a model. She had her own apartment.
I see them on weekends, late morning. They show up late morning, and they hang out in my peach tree. Oh, it's right in front of me. I was going to tell you about this, and I just looked out the window, and they're both there. And, there's a mourning dove infringing upon the Blue Jays.
It's funny because I was, you know, sleeping with her, but what I really wanted was her sister, her younger sister. I mean,
Marianne was like, I think she's a year older than me. She's 18. That's a good name. Oh, Marianne, fit her beautiful, man. She was incredible. Her name was Marianne Zikas. That was her last name. Hungarian. You know, she had that dark European look.
And she had the Jays are not too pleased.
Marianne was hot, man. I went to high school and art school with her. That's how I met her sister, actually.
To break free of the collective unconscious, you have to own it. And know it. And have supreme authority.
A couple of days, man. Mom said, look,
to step out of it.
You know, you're just going to stay out for days at a time. You know, we're paying the bills. You're living here for nothing. You know what I mean? You want to get a job, move out. I mean, I've been working since I was like 9 years old. In one thing or another. And I was always thinking of something to make money. So she said, you know, go get a job, get your own apartment. I don't think she thought I was going to do it. I said, okay. It just so happened I had something lined up, man. I did construction work, So for my last year of high school, I worked a full-time job and went to school and had my own apartment. I don't know if you, remember your senior year of high school, but there were two things that if you had them, that when you were a senior, that you could have had the best looking girl in the school. Your own car and your own pad. You know what I mean? And I had both. The snow, I can go fast, you know. I'll be going like 60, 70 miles an hour on a road that's got salt on it, you know. One little ice patch, and that's it. I'm taking out 10 people with it.
Right.
I think collecting sounds is all kinds of combinations made through and live sections.
Somebody might not. As a dominator.
You have reached 731-9690
at the sound of the tone. Hello? Yeah. If you shoveled Michelle's, right, what would you charge? Yeah, standing behind your work, meaning that, like, tomorrow after they wing the road, you go back and sort of fix it up. You know, are we talking about in front of the house, the side, the steps,
to be a prisoner,
the little area, you know, like even shoveling, like, the gravel that goes in front of, you know, the shared steps.
Also the sidewalk in front of the house.
Yeah.
Okay. And the two entrances.
Because the very tenants you use to dominate.
And I did it twice.
Become the bars that imprison
you. $25 for the whole job? Okay, I just got 40, so I'm doing good.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, okay, I'm doing good.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm not stupid.
Now, are we talking about Michelle Hotel or?
Yeah, the whole.
Well, that's a good price. He did the steps all the way down.
Yep.
Yeah, that's worth it because he did the steps.
Yeah,
for 40, he did a good job. Yeah.
Are you aware of any particular dance tracks or abstract?
I've had letters, even hip, but it's native yet.
I've had letters from people in England who
saying thank you. We've used several sounds off the CD.
Hello.
Hi there. How's it going?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right.
He went to know, but he should be back shortly.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll get him.
And apparently is in production in Germany, a whole CD of tracks by different techno DJs just using samples from the electric tape. I think it's wonderful.
I've had letters, even hip, that have been made of yourself.
I had letters from people in England who've written saying, thank you, we've used several sounds off the CD.
Their very beliefs and attitudes that you attempt to use to incite fear and your attempts to control are the collective unconscious.
Terror on one hand, and then the attempt to recover a loss on the other hand.
Yes.
Those are both rather negative in their impact on people, aren't they, when you think about it?
Oh, I think so. I think there is perhaps a seed of the awakening of human consciousness at the same time, but that requires a transcending of guilt and rage and fear.
There you go.
Yep. I miss you.
Okay.
I miss you. I was thinking about you all day.
Yeah?
Yep.
Today's the 23rd, right?
Yep. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
And apparently is in production in Germany, a whole CD.
What'd you do today?
Worked.
Me too. What did you work on?
I'm sorry. I'm tired and I'm writing something down.
I know, me too.
I
was just writing something down too. About Einstein.
I work at my real job. I moved the cows this morning to a different field. The hoses didn't reach. I had to get more, and they didn't connect because it was stepped. I was just like, oh, very frustrated this morning, and I went to work and pretty much hung out. And then I worked.
Lazy.
Sent my resume to a few people.
We're about ready to walk into a coffee bar.
Here. And I took to the cows and went. Picked up a few groceries and I came back and sat down.
Cool.
See not.
That's about it for today.
Here I come. You won't come with me.
I am Brother Love.
Hi.
I would like to thank
how are you?
One Tom Gregg. And,
I miss you, though. I know you don't miss me.
I'm too busy to know.
I know. Everybody is.
I miss myself at this point.
I love yourself.
Huh?
I love yourself.
Well, I hate to cut this short, but I'm going
Wait. Can I see you?
I don't know when.
I'll give you a call soon.
Alright.
But I want to see you shorter soon, though. Yeah, I miss you.
I don't know. I'm happy. I'm in bed at 9 o'clock.
I know. But...
That'd be the grooviest thing you've ever seen in your mind.
I
want to
see you soon. I miss you.
Well, we'll see what my schedule is. I don't know. If I have a new job or I don't, I don't know.
I miss my... Oh, Snuffles sleeps here with me every night.
There is absolutely no condemnation of the Chinese here.
Sorry.
And you hear this from the Dalai Lama himself.
He misses you. We both miss you. Listen. We want you back. I'm sorry. You might not want me back, but we both want you back.
I just don't. I'm too busy.
Wait, Mary.
What? I mean, I just want to go to bed. That's all I want to do in life right now.
All right.
You will not hear.
Please, that's how tired I am.
All right. Listen.
This recognition of the way of life through which that vitality of the spirit is moving in its own way.
We both love you, though, too. I'm serious about that. You always make them sigh.
I mean, these men are sufferers of
terrific violence. I don't know what to think of they are doing. I mean, I haven't seen you in months.
I know.
A year.
I know. But can't we just change that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I can see you
again, but not as a boyfriend. I don't want a boyfriend. I don't want to do anything right now. I just want to go to sleep. And I don't want a boyfriend in my life. I'm just doing things when I do things, and if I don't, I don't. I mean, I'm just telling you how I feel.
Got my sleep for.
Well, can we just be friends?
We can be friends. I don't do very much anymore. I just work too hard.
I know.
Working three jobs is hard.
I know.
But I like it, and I'm not going to give it up.
Simulators.
Okay.
Simulators.
Well, can we be friends?
Simulators.
Simulators.
All right.
All right.
Well, can I give you a kiss when I see you?
No.
I can't?
No.
Why not, though?
Because I'm going to bed right now, and I'm not going to have this conversation.
Okay. Okay, listen.
I'm listening.
I'll call you, like, tomorrow or Saturday.
Tomorrow... Saturday, I'm going out.
The expenditure
okay.
of energy.
Can you
come
over?
Can't be considered enough.
Dad's view was that what's okay. needed is an understanding of gravity.
Plus, we're going out on a cruise at 9:30, so it would be too late.
Alright.
Tuning into okay. it or tuning out of it.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.
And so one could go on without any energy whatsoever. And he said specifically that if one built, as one could now, with Fuller's architectural
it's pretty good.
Methods, if
so
one built a sphere past a certain threshold size, that it would be very difficult to keep it on Earth. That it would just, of its own accord, go into space.
Theory of relativity and the Einstein's, other acquaintances.
Oh, yes.
And stuff like that.
I see. Are you hoping to meet them, his other acquaintances?
To give those up.
And all that,
meaning to move beyond the collective?
No, I'm not.
Means giving up.
I mean, you know, if you're lucky, there might be still a few of them alive. Maybe
right.
one. I don't know.
I don't think anybody.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just teasing.
So, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, good.
What are you up to?
I'm doing okay and listening to the radio, getting ready for the Thursday night show, New Metaphysics with Gary at 10 on the ZBC. I'm going to record it.
What is that, metaphysics?
It is a good viewpoint to see the world as a dream.
Look it up, man. Look it up. I'm not a dictionary.
Oh, all right. Well,
when you have something like a nightmare.
Well, metaphysics is sort of making yourself get what you want.
Oh.
Through persuasive intellectual power.
Oh,
wake
really?
Up and tell yes. yourself that it was
so,
only a dream.
So, speaking about this, you are...
No, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it? Did you hear it before?
Yeah, he's every Thursday night.
They said that the world we live in is not a bit different from this.
Is this metaphysics thing, is the same program every Thursday?
Yes. Yes,
oh, it is?
Every Thursday at 10 on CBC.
Oh. What station is CBC?
90.3 WCCBC Newton. And it's actually the least ZBC, and it's in Newton, 90.3. They're playing weird stuff on it now. Weird piano music.
Porter's criminal actions damaged my ability to develop emotionally, sexually, and psychologically.
I like weird music, do I?
Uh-huh.
What time is it on Thursday?
At 10 for the fourth time.
Right. Sorry.
At 10.
I don't know. I wasn't feeling very energetic.
It's true. And it's not that difficult if you don't think or don't try, but just do.
The second cold I caught.
I miss you.
Oh, you do, huh?
They did play some golf.
Oh, golfing. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Let her go.
Did you win? Who did you play against?
Nick. play with my friend Nick.
Look.
Look, I know.
Wait a minute.
I know I'm supposed to be a good little girl for my mother and father, a obedient wife to my husband, stick out my tongue for the doctor, lower my head for the judge. I know all that. I know what you expect me to do. But I'm not just a picture in your heads. Do you understand? I'm not just a daughter or a wife or a hooker or a patient or a defendant. Can't you get that? You think...
From Ohio? Yeah, from Ohio, yeah.
Giving blowed $500 is nothing.
A mail order bride or whatever you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I know women who marry men they despise so they can drive a Mercedes and spend summers in the Hamptons. I know women who crawl through for a fur coat. I know women who peddle their daughters to hang on to their husbands. So don't judge my bloat. They're sane. I knew what I was doing every goddamn minute, and I'm responsible for it. I lift my skirt, I'm responsible. I go down on my knees, I am responsible. Now, if I play this part you all seem to want me to play, if I play sick, I will be responsible. Poor sick Claudia. She needs our help.
Let your hand down and let yourself...
Well, I won't play that part. You hear me? I won't give you that out. I won't be another picture in your head, Claudia the nut.
Prospers in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
My soul prospers in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
Even Jesus the Word.
Even Jesus the Word.
Even Jesus the
Word.
Even Jesus the Word. Even Jesus the
Word.
Even
Jesus the Word.
Even Jesus the Word. Even Jesus the Word. Even Jesus the
Word. Even Jesus
the Word. Even Jesus the Word. Even
Looks like you fellas had a heck of a fight. Hey, buddy! Hey, buddy, you okay? Looks like you fellas had a heck of a fight. Thank you.
funded and financed by your secret government tax dollars. The metaphysics. Constructed backwards and aired in the other direction, it sounds like the sound of college radio station program. Using a special William Burroughs plug-in for the backwards-forward sync. Very simple, really. Just an algebra rhythm. Whereas the Pope of the math department at Cornell would say, the rhythm method, financed by your corporate, secretly financed and funded shadow government dollars, fully laundered overseas, right here in New York City. That's why we have New York City. Our interface to Interpol and all the principalities of infrastructures all over the secret files of buddy companies and corporations all over. Or as they would say in the movies, the state of things today. That is, if the movie was written by a Jewish, would otherwise be blacklisted screenwriter. Because, you know, Hollywood, it's New York Metro West, the best of everything. Fuck through a filter and spit back at you. And sometimes you catch the triangulation of fire on the secret writer's code only secret writers know about. Of course, you got to filter that also through Dallas and the back door into the secret corporate brotherhood of the seven sacred sisters of each allied collusional industry, except for the digital, which Microsoft is taking care of all by themselves. Due to the flux state going on, the increase in EM electromagnetic vibrations added, like a value added vibration to the mix, causing havoc to run amok all over the freaking place. Today.
Came out of the gloom of that place into the deeper gloom of dusk.
If you've enjoyed this program, please let us know by...
God's sakes, keep your eyes glued to that freaking screen.
get a medic! Keep moving!
Hey, Doc.
Lieutenant. It's gun rupture, bug. Side to side, hold two chairs. Bullock! Get him out of here! Go!
What?
Just go! Leave me here for the Germans.
What?
Okay.
You nuts?
We'll carry you.
Are you kidding me? I weigh more than both of you two guys combined.
Come on.
What the hell are you doing?
Help us!
Get back to the tank!
Bullet four holes.
Yeah. It's almost a miracle.
Blip, I don't think we know where the bull is.
Sergeant! Let's go! Keep moving!
The effects of having been repeatedly abused by him changed the entire course of my life.
How bad? I don't know yet.
Dix!
I'm all right.
Am I all right?
Yeah. Yeah, you feel all right?
Yeah, quit looking at me like that.
And its outcome. He has prevented me from becoming the person who I was originally meant to be. I will never know who I was supposed to be. Instead, he sentenced me to a life of emptiness, self-doubt, loneliness, and depression.
To the extent that you won't, so you won't. So when you look at it, to hang on so desperately to domination, to the point even of pretending you're not, just so you can protect it, just so you don't have to look at it, is an absolute guarantee that you will never, no matter how hard you attempt, be loving, grow spiritually, evolve consciously, and your consciousness, break up this collective unconscious.
Sending your letters and contributions of support. Mount Olive AOH Church of God.
Well, I'm up for it. Sounds pretty nifty to me, eh? All right, let's just give up domination. Sure, enough said.
Post Office Box 2604.
Well, that would be true. If people would be, if you would be, really honest with yourself, and really own how much, despite all this that you already know, you have hung up. There's a reason for that.
I still cry when I see children playing today.
Well, I didn't know. Yes, you did. Well, I didn't know I was being dominated. When you understand domination, you'll know you've been there. Well, I didn't understand it. If you look at it, you already understand it very clearly. Your attempts to manipulate. Your attempts to have power over. Your attempts to blame. To find fault. To point a finger. The very fact that you take payoffs at all. You know. And you've known for a long time.
From Mount Olive, AOH, Church of God.
No, you're not another Hitler, Mussolini, or whoever. You just haven't found a group large enough to dominate yet. Some of you are looking. And angry that you haven't found it yet. But you are, if you look at it for even a moment, very clearly in a place of dominating. So even though you know I'm never going to be fully a loving person, I may act it out, I may have some of the symptoms of, I may demonstrate certain aspects of loving, but I'm never really going to be a loving person. I'm never really going to be replete and complete with my spirituality. I'm never really going to grow to the fullest extent that I can in this lifetime, but that's all right. I've got many more of them. I can do it some other time. And I won't break from any collective unconscious. I'll just wallow in the muck of it.
You know, science is just now catching on to the immense powers of the mind.
And, so the two woodpeckers are outside. I guess we're really visiting this morning, because every time I see those two, I think of you and Emily.
Post Office Box 2604, Menlo Park, California, zip code 94025.
Among the maxims on Lord Naoshige's wall, there was this one. Matters of great concern should be treated lightly. Master Ite commented, matters of small concern should be treated seriously.
Powers to spontaneously heal disease. Powers to overcome extreme handicaps, both physical and psychological.
Oneness, the complexity. Never. I know that's going to happen, but I'm still not willing. I'm still not willing to give up my domination. How do you know? Because if you were, you would have done it. You would have done it. And you haven't. Now that's not blaming you. That's not saying you're bad people. That's saying you need to become more aware. And you need to become more alert. And you need to understand that just wanting to give it up because I can't have those four things isn't going to be enough. You have to understand. And you have to make decisions based upon that understanding. You cannot make blind decisions in this chaos. Well, as Alice says, it's a good thing. Okay, I'll do it. What the hell? It can't be that kind of situation. Well, seems to me I read somewhere also that domination is a bad thing. So, sure, what the hell? I'm game for it. I'll give it up. Doesn't work. You have to know what you're doing and why you're doing it to make decisions and choices that stick. Oh, you can make decisions and choices all the time that don't stick. Easy. They're cheap. I choose to be happy. I choose to be loving. I choose to be successful. I choose to... Hey, easy. I could go on like that for hours. I'm deciding. How many times you have said that to find within minutes, hours, days, you've turned your decision around.
And just before you get to the top of the hill, the green slime oozing out from under the house at a 180 in the letter G.
See, they're easy. And they don't stick because you don't understand what you're deciding and why. Similarly, decisions and choices are just as easy when you do understand, and they stick. And they stick. Because you understand why.
one other question I've been asked to ask other people is there going to be another series of chapters for the diary?
Yes, I finished two more. But one I gave here at Davis, and I finished the fifth one here and read it to my class.
They're out after your money.
Club. What of it, club? What of it?
Before beginning, and the all-inclusive vortex, before beginning. That's one orb. Lots of mental hands going out. What does that mean? It's a mystery. The second orb. Also has three components. One of the components, and we don't say the first. One of the components in this second orb is beginning before it has begun. It is beginning before it has begun. Another component. It is not the function of a thing, but the functionality before it functions. And there is a third component, or an other component, a oneness. A oneness of beginning before it begins, and of an all-inclusive, ceaseless function before it functions. The ceaseless, the unending.